Hey friends, welcome to Low-Key Grown episode 4.
It's good to be back.
It's your co-host, Cam.
And Jaylee.
So today's topic is none other than the masterful, creative, iconic Beyonce.
Insert all the adjectives, the queen.
The queen.
We're talking about the queen. A week.
The standard.
A week has passed by. Since Cowboy Carter was dropped, 329, and we've had a little bit of time to digest it, and it'll be interesting. We'll get into it.
Yeah, so this episode, we're going to get into our reactions and thoughts to Cowboy Carter, and just our thoughts on Beyonce as a whole. This is a Beyonce household. I wouldn't necessarily call us Beehive, but we definitely have a lot of respect and admiration for
Beyonce.
How
can you not? How can you not?
Yeah.
I think as an artist, and like, I just think about it from like an industry's perspective. Like, there's always the best somewhere. Like in the entertainment, the standard is like Beyonce, and she is in a completely different lane.
And yeah,
it's dominating. But I think a lot of the part that's like overshadowed is that she worked her ass off to get there, and like is really showing now in her
absolutely
art.
And I feel
and
like
the
she
reception from the public now,
she constantly raises the bar for even herself, and that's why I look up to her so much as an artist and as a person.
You never know what to expect.
Right, so we're gonna get into Cowboy Carter, so let's kick it off. So what are your thoughts and reactions to Cowboy Carter as an album, really a body of work? First impressions, and then, you know, where you are now that you have some time to sit with it.
Okay, so I'll say, when, you know, she said that she was releasing three acts, we knew that one was Renaissance and they were speculating what the other two would be. I wasn't as thrilled that she was potentially releasing a country album, because I was just like, we don't need to hear that.
That's
like,
fair.
It's cool. Like, but I can confidently say, like, this is great. This is great, and it's needed in a lot of ways, and I think I'll share a little bit more about that. But in short, she brings a lot of exposure to the rich history that African Americans, and just honestly not even African Americans, but the diaspora bring to country music as a whole. And I'll say this, I took a class when I was an undergrad by none other than the best, Alice Randall.
Shout out to Alice Randall.
Shout out to Alice
Professor
Randall.
Randall.
Yeah, the class was called African American Influences in Country Music. And I'm not going to even go into her bio, but go look her up and you'll understand why she is the person that's qualified to really teach that course. So I have a great appreciation for country music. I'm Southern, you know, I grew up in the South, so I grew up listening to country. So it's cool now. And I guess where I'm at now, I really appreciate it. And I think that track by track, I feel kind of differently, but as a cohesive body of work, this is great. And hats off, because she did a really good job. And also the fact that she brought in other people to like really help pay homage is really good too.
I agree. I think like I had the same mindset. I was like not super excited for this album, because I'm not gonna lie, Texas Hold'em, I was like,
why?
I didn't love it.
Okay, let's talk about it.
my first impression was just like, it's cute. It gave me like, no shade, it gave me like Hannah Montana vibes. Like, it gave me like Hold Down, Throw Down vibes.
Yeah.
And I was like, exactly. Okay, Beyonce, like what? I'm not mad at it, but as an introduction to the album, I wasn't impressed. So, but 16 Carriages though, you know how I felt about 16 Carriages. I love that song.
It was the opposite for me. Hannah Montana, Hold Down, Throw Down.
That's
hilarious. But no, that's real. But I liked Texas Hold'em more than 16 Carriages. Not that there was anything wrong, but I was just like, reaction, like, okay. One thing I noticed though, because it was kind of the same with Break My Soul and Renaissance, like, I remember when the album came out and everybody's like, oh, it sounds better on the album, like mixed in.
I agree with that.
because of the storyline that I think the album kind of takes you through as an experience. And it's almost like she throws these singles out here as like little sound bites to kind of either appease or to like pique interest or to just throw people off. Because one of the things that I was really pleased with this album for was after you get to the second half, and I mean throughout the album is good, but when you get to the second half, it's no skips, it's bangers, you all over the place, and you're like, okay, yeah, I see why she's like, this ain't a country album, this is a Beyonce album. So
yeah, so back to like my thoughts going in, I was just kind of like, I know Beyonce, I know that she is a master of her craft. She's not going to put anything out that is not excellent and well thought out. And something that I love about her is that she does her research. So I knew before I even heard, the album, just going off the two singles, I was just like, I know it's going to be extremely well thought out and intentional. So from that perspective, I was like, I have to give respect is due, but I didn't think that I would actually like enjoy and find myself playing the album as much as I honestly have. And I'm not from the South. I don't have Southern roots. we went to Vanderbilt, so I definitely have an appreciation for Southern culture and country music, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan. But this album, I'm just like, it's just, the more I listen to it, the more I'm like, it's layers to this album.
It is. And yeah. I don't think a lot of people are country music fans. And I think that that's why this is, it's kind of interesting to see what it
exactly does for you. And so I think when you like give it multiple listens and you can really, one, I think Beyonce is like, her art is just so well-rounded in the sense that like the lyricism and the writing,
take in the whole song.
Everything. Amazing. You have to really digest each song for what it is and listen to the lyrics.
Yep.
And then when you take into account the instrumentals, like the live instruments, like that is an experience the whole in production. Itself. It's a production. And so, and then adding in the history and, you know, her publicizing these like lesser known black country artists, giving homage to legends in the black country music, and really putting her spin on like classic songs, I'm like,
yeah,
chef's kiss. Like I love this woman. She can do no wrong in my eyes, honestly.
Yeah. that's real. And I think that one of the first things that I feel like that's my experience every time I hear Beyonce. Oh, I'm like, okay, Beyonce is actually the reason that I don't listen to albums in shuffle anymore, because when self-titled dropped, I was like, oh shit, I need to just probably listen to this to see, like, I don't know, something, just do it. And you realize there's a story that can be told. And so I do that. And when I did it with American Requiem, the lyricism immediately jumped out. And the song, I was like, I have an appreciation for it. It's cool.
Not my favorite. But yeah.
I can understand why. But over time, now that I've given it a few listens, I think that that's one of the most beautiful songs on the album, especially for the deeper meaning.
Yeah.
In it. And that resonates through, that can be said about probably every song. Blackbird, I'm from Arkansas.
I love
so,
Blackbird.
So, you know, like my older brother graduated from Central High School. That, I looked up when the Little Rock Nine happened and was surprised to find that it happened later in the 50s when I thought it was kind of earlier. So that kind of speaks to kind of how recent, you know, even still that issue was, you know, in the South. So it's like writing about all of these things that are so real. And one of the things that you learn about country is that it really is the music of the country. Like it that,
is.
That's country.
This is a
music.
Very American red, you know, white, and blue album.
Country as a whole is meant to tell the stories of its people, you know? So the fact that it's done this way with the person who executes and has the highest standards and produces some of the greatest art that we're able to witness, like it's a really good country album. I guess what was the next song? Blackbird. So we kind of talked about that. I thought that it was beautiful. Like, you know.
So what are your, like, what's your top five?
Top five?
On the album.
Okay. My top five. Protector was always there. The first time I heard that, I was like, whoa.
Protector had me in tears almost. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
It is. I'm going to for sure throw Desert Eagle and Yaya in there.
So you put me on to Desert Eagle.
Yeah.
I mean, Desert Eagle definitely automatically stood out to me because of the bass.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love her take on, like, this, like, sexy country. Like, it's just so, yeah. It's just so her, Beyonce. Yeah. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I immediately, when I heard it, I was like, wait, what's going on? Yeah. So, two most wanted, two. And recently.
So that's four?
Yeah, that's four. And it's so hard because, like I said, you get to the second half of the album. Like, I genuinely feel like
it's very few skips. Yeah,
honestly, there's only a few songs that I'm really just not listening to because Bodyguard on, like, it's it. Did I include Bodyguard? Did I already say that?
No,
okay, Bodyguard. Yeah,
so summary of the top five again.
Bodyguard, Protector, Just for Fun, Yaya, and Desert Eagle.
Okay. Solid. Very solid.
Very solid.
I'm going to say I love Daughter.
Great. Great choice.
I love Daughter.
Honorable mention.
That's another
one of those songs. Layers. I'm still trying to figure out what all that song is about.
Right.
Beautiful though.
Something, I mean, really in the last few listens, I would say Two Hands to Heaven has moved up for me.
Two Hands to Heaven.
I really like that one. Bodyguard, of course. Like, Bodyguard is incredible. Makes
Can we
me want to
talk about the dopamine that you get when you hear that song.
Right. It makes me want to just drive down a winding country road with the windows down. Like, it's so just blissful. Let's see. I think, Tyrant.
Yep.
For sure. Great Tyrant choice. Is up there for me. So let's see. Is that four? That's Daughter, Two Hands to Heaven, Bodyguard, Tyrant. And then I would say my last one is so tough. It's tough. I think I'm going to give it to Levi Jeans.
Great choice.
Yeah, Post Malone 8, and I'm not the hugest Post Malone fan, but he really did his thing on this song. And
I'm a fan.
I'm a huge fan of that song. So.
It was the collab that I didn't expect.
Honestly, so even with her and Miley, like, I didn't know her and Miley harmonizing on Two Most Wanted was something that I needed. Right. But I was like, wow.
That's why I like it so much, because I was like, whoa.
And then the other day, I was listening to the original Jolene just to kind of, like, get that mirror. Because I love the original Jolene. Classic, classic American song.
Yeah.
And I just love what Beyonce did there. It's not for everybody. There's some people who are like, she remixed the classic. She should have kept it how it was, left it alone. I love how she was authentic to who she is.
Exactly. True
because she's not about to beg no woman to not take her man. Like, it's Beyonce. Like, for real. She's like, Jolene, don't play with me. That's the last thing you want to do is play with me. And I love it.
Turn into a warning.
Literally. I love how she was just so authentic and, like.
Side note, if you don't know the history of Jolene and the song, go look it up with Dolly Parton. It's pretty funny, but.
Yeah, it's a funny, I guess not funny, but it's a song where it's just like
funny origin, but yeah.
When you really listen to what Dolly Parton is saying, she's like, girl, you have the potential to ruin my life if you wanted to. My man wants you. So please do me a favor and not take him.
Right.
And Beyonce is like, if you know what's best for you, you would leave us alone. Like.
And a lot of people felt that.
And I felt that. So I feel like as a black women can identify with that. They're not about to just lay down and let somebody take their man. No. So I really loved what she did there. albeit, you know, controversial, but still, I love what she did. And I also read that she gave Dolly Parton, like, the writing credits on the song, so she's not getting any royalties from the song. It's all going back to Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Which goes to show her that, for her, it's not about the money, it's about the artistry. And right. I just love that.
Right. Definitely think that can be applauded.
Well, I think it was...
It was a great album, and it is a great album, and I mean, it's only been a week, so I'm sure you'll continue over time to just love it. Do you want her to go on tour with it? Would you go?
I would go. Simply, another thing about this album is the looks. Like, the looks have not disappointed. Like, that was half of the rollout for me, just seeing her in this Southern cowboy-esque style. Like,
let's talk about,
it's a vibe.
Let's talk about how, like, Beyonce does PR now.
She does.
She does, but the way she does it is just by being her. She is the buzz, the PR. So she's like, all right, I put on a country hat, I'm just literally gonna be around, and people are gonna start speculating, and then I'm just gonna drop some music and tell you guys I'm doing country music, and that's what
imagine happens. Being able to switch up your look, and that's your PR for your whole album.
So
she did a little 30-second visual and was like, that's what y'all gonna get, and the album is getting streamed like crazy. So her power, it can't be understated. But as far as the tour, I would go. Like, now that I've listened to it a few times, I would go just for, like I said, the looks. I mean, Renaissance was a cultural moment, and we saw the looks, the fashion. She literally shifted fashion with the Renaissance tour. Like, yeah, every fast fashion store had silver cowboy-esque clothing because of Beyonce. And I could see the exact same happening with this Western theme. So I would go purely for that. And, you know, that's a lot coming from me, because I genuinely was like, I'm not giving Beyonce any more of my money. but I would do it.
Rightfully so. I would go. I don't know if she's going to do it, but I would go. What are your top three picks? What's her top three in her discography albums?
I would say her top three for me are, I love B-Day.
Okay. Great choice.
Unpopular opinion, I feel like, at this point. But that's one of my favorites, like, for her.
That's a more recent unpopular opinion, because that was a great album then, and that's a great album now.
B-Day will get played out any day of the year. So B-Day is up there. Of course.
Thank you. You know what? Let's pause here. I need to tell you thank you, because there are so many people that slander that album and don't give it the...
Why would you slander it?
I think I don't know if people just didn't want that sound at that point, but I appreciate the album because it's
pure vocals.
Thank you. She's singing and sounds good as hell.
Yeah, so I would say four, and then I would say Renaissance is up there now for me.
Top three.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, give us an honorable mention. So you got Dangerously in Love, I Am Sasha Fierce, Lemonade.
I would say honorable mention is probably Dangerously in Love for me.
The King or The Gift. Yeah, Dangerously in Love. Another great album.
That's we heard debut solo album.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, exactly. Top three for me, four. No Shame, and start in there. B-Day. Put B-Day on there. And I'll say self-titled. I think that...
Yeah.
I think I'm picking that one just because of, like, the shift that it made, not only with her and her music, but also just, like, artistry in general. Like, a surprise drop, that was a really big deal at that point. So, and then an honorable mention, I think my honorable mention would be, I don't know if it'd be Dangerously in Love or Renaissance. Because Renaissance was, I always liked Renaissance from the very first time I heard it, but I didn't appreciate it as a complete body of work until I think, you know, the movement, aka going on tour to see it. Maybe I'll still say Dangerously in Love. It's my honorable mention.
Okay.
So.
Solid.
Yeah.
So pretty. Do you feel like Cowboy Carter has disrupted that at all?
No. I don't think so. I think what's going to be interesting is seeing Beyonce just like take on music in general for however long she continues to like do it. And that may mean that like the albums that she made that are really near and dear to us, like we don't have to compare them, but we could just like appreciate them. And, I don't know. I kind of feel like that, like with Cowboy Carter, because it almost is like you kind of damn near can't compare, because it's like this is country and this is a completely different, you know, sound. And the same thing could be said for like Renaissance and stuff too. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just
no. I agree. I think that like myself, but I think that what you said is spot on. Like you can appreciate an album and even love an album and like it a lot and not necessarily rank it as her best. Right. And so I think that's how I feel about Cowboy Carter too. I think that like it's special in its own right. Like right. She has created a whole new category, a whole new genre for herself, and like her doing that alone and, you know, thriving in it, and that's something to be said for itself. And I feel like it's kind of hard to compare to her other albums right now, because it's just so different. But yeah. The appreciation is there.
It is well put.
Yeah, so I think that concludes it. I mean, I just want to make a disclaimer for people out there. I think if you don't like Beyonce, that's a red flag. That's a character flaw. And that's what I want to end on, because I genuinely feel that. I feel like if you cannot appreciate her as an artist and as a creative, period, not even just, she doesn't have to be your favorite, obviously.
You know, you don't have to like her
the
music.
Respect has to be there.
I think you if you don't like Beyonce, probably you're a hater, because if you understood that even if her music isn't for you, all of the other things that make her and her art what it is, like, it's like, damn, this is a special human being. So
yeah, her work ethic alone is something that can really transcend music. It's really about her showing as a person that hard work. And
that's
like,
the resounding
because
theme.
Who's to say, like, you know, when Beyonce came out in the early, you know, late 1990s or whatever, there was plenty of other R&B girls on the scene that were probably just as talented.
There have always been. The period we grew up in the early 2000s, that was a hot time, and everybody was able to stay and do their own thing.
And they didn't have the work ethic and the longevity of her. So I just love this thing. No shade. I just think it's so weird. People are like, I think she's overrated.
Right.
It's just like, okay. Anyway, that was my disclaimer. Yeah. We can end on that. Thanks y'all for tuning in. Talk to y'all next time. See ya.